Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's episode is a game changer. We're diving deep into the power of self-forgiveness and second chances, something that can feel incredibly hard, especially when we have those inner critics whispering doubts in our ears. Ever feel like you're stuck replaying past mistakes over and over again? You know that feeling when your mind becomes a broken record, digging up old blunders and making you question your worth? Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? We are capable of so much more than dwelling on the past. We can break free from those self-imposed shackles and learn to embrace forgiveness first for ourselves and then for others. This isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about acknowledging our humanity, learning from our experiences, and choosing to move forward with grace and compassion. Think of it like this. Wouldn't you want a friend who could forgive your slip-ups and offer a second chance? Of course. Well, guess what? You deserve the same kindness and understanding from yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us on this journey. 1. Acknowledge your mistakes. The first step to healing is facing our shortcomings head-on. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they never happened. Think of it like a messy room. You can't clean it up until you acknowledge the clutter, right? So, take a deep breath, own your mistakes, and allow yourself to feel the full range of emotions that come with them. 2. Practice self-compassion. This is where things get really important. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who stumbled. Imagine a friend confided in you about their mistake. Would you berate them or offer support? Of course not. You'd likely remind them that everyone makes mistakes, that they're worthy of love even when they mess up, and that they have the strength to learn and grow from the experience. Do the same for yourself. 3. Forgive yourself. This can be tough, but it's crucial for moving forward. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions, it's about releasing the grip they have on your heart and mind. Think of it like letting go of a heavy burden that's been weighing you down. 4. Learn from your mistakes. Every mistake is an opportunity for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use it to make better choices in the future? This helps shift your focus from self-blame to personal development. 5. Embrace second chances. The beauty of life is that we're always given opportunities to start fresh and create a new path for ourselves. Don't let past mistakes define you. Allow yourself to evolve, learn, and become the best version of yourself. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party and a conversation about forgiveness arises. Someone shares a story about a time they hurt someone deeply and struggle to forgive themselves. They talk about the guilt that consumed them, the sleepless nights, and the constant replaying of the hurtful words or actions in their mind. But then they share how they finally took a leap of faith, reached out to the person they hurt, apologized sincerely, and began the process of healing. It wasn't easy, but it was transformative. They learned that forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about acknowledging the past, making amends where possible, and choosing to move forward with a lighter heart. And you know what? That story resonates with you because you've been there too. You've made mistakes, hurt people, maybe even yourself, and struggled to let go of the guilt. But now, armed with these insights, you realize that forgiveness is within your reach. Remember, you are worthy of love, compassion, and second chances. Embrace the power of self-forgiveness and allow yourself to heal and grow. It's a journey worth taking. So, what's one step you can take today to practice self-forgiveness? Maybe it's journaling about your feelings, talking to a trusted friend, a therapist, or simply repeating affirmations like I forgive myself for my past mistakes throughout the day. Share your thoughts and experiences with me. I love hearing from you. Join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #HealYourAttachmentStyle. And remember, every day is a fresh start. You've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.